What's going on, you victorious vaginal voters? Welcome to Grunt Speak, not so.
Live from the lair!
I'm Toxic Male, that's the Rotund Revenger, and we have 482 lives saved, so suck it.
Yep.
Suck it long, suck it hard. And you know who can really suck it long and hard? And she probably only has to remove a couple of floating ribs down below to do it. Our governor, Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, you mean, the anal queen?
Yeah. Stretchin' Gretchen.
Yep, that's a nickname that's rumored.
Yep.
The rumor, they gave it to her in high school because she liked it in the
because, you know,
starfish.
If it goes in there, it doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell that to everyone in the room when every fart is silent but deadly. Because when you fart, it sounds like a yawn.
Oh, my God. And listen, that piece of equipment that you're born with, you need to use it how it was designed.
Yeah.
Because down the road, when you're on the back nine and you've been abusing that part of your body, things are going to fall out, and it's not going to be sanitary or pleasant.
Sooner or later, Gretchen Whitmer, you're not going to – you don't shit, you plop. And that's a recipe for incontinence. Don't like it? Where? I don't care.
That's going in the book, bro. Incontinence.
Incontinence.
All right, hang on. I got to write that down.
Yeah. When your butthole is so stretched, even the Kegel balls are like, I'm out. I can't do this anymore.
Incontinence.
But what we have for you today is basically we're doing an expose on all three proposals that are going in front of Michigan voters on November 8th.
No, make no mistake.
It's awful.
Make no mistake. Similar stuff is in a third. I believe it's in one third of the states out there to get approved.
Yeah, because the Democrats are stupid and they actually think that facing skyrocketing inflation, a possible third world war, nuclear annihilation, and all kinds of other problems that we see every time we go to the gas station, they think abortion is actually a winning issue.
Well, who knows? Who knows? Because I've been watching a lot of the Democrat commercials. It's all based on emotion.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't have facts. And when you actually look into the facts, you find out that shit is awful. So let's check this out here. You can actually see all of the wording for these things yourself if you wish to subject yourself to this kind of weasel wording bullshit. You go to michigan.gov/SOS/elections/BSC. And scroll down to petitions, and you see them all. We're going to give you the cooked down bare basics of each of these proposals because they're all vile.
Yeah, well,
every single one of them.
So what he's trying to say is we're going to grunt it for you.
We're going to grunt it for you.
Yeah.
Proposal one, it's being marketed as Voters for Transparency and Term Limits.
Yeah.
Sounds great, right?
Here we go.
But here's the truth.
Here we go.
Vote no on this piece of shit. Why? Because it's actually going to double how long representatives can serve. Yeah. That doesn't sound like term limits to me.
No, no. Well, also, you got to look at it this way. Mm. The Democrats know that they're going to have a hard time pushing this shit in the future.
Damn
so
right.
So they want to have more time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
All this is going to ramp up corruption.
Exactly.
We need term limits, less, not more.
Boom. Here we go. So it's going to reduce the maximum length a lawmaker can serve from 14 to 12, but would allow them to serve the full 12 years in one chamber. Since the Senate only has 38 seats and the House has 110, currently most House reps will never make it to the Senate. Therefore, it actually doubles a state rep's ability to serve from 6 to 12 years and a senator's from 8 to 12 years.
Yeah, no thank you. Listen, we are having major problems in this country, and one of the sources of these problems are the fact we've had people in government for half a goddamn century.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah. You want to boil down most of this country's problems? Two words, career politicians.
Yeah, because all they do is they support the next best thing that's going to keep them elected. They're not representing the people that put them in the seat.
No, they are representing their donor class.
That's right.
And pure and simple.
And listen, if you're a representative or a senator, you don't lead shit. You represent.
Exactly.
But when you talk to them, like, well, I lead. No, you don't.
No.
You are not a fucking leader. You are representative. They are not the same thing. Oh, I'm getting so mad at this.
But don't tell them that because it might hurt their fee-fees.
I don't care. I am beyond this feeling horse shit.
Well, they're assholes. These people are worthless sacks of shit. Most of them couldn't make it work in the private sector, which is why they decided to become a leech on government and taxpayer funds instead. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all of these people are worthless sacks of human fucking garbage, and they would not have been able to become millionaires or billionaires if they didn't just grind their fucking constituents into the dust, blame it on the other guy, and promise that if you just vote to make government a little bit bigger, we can solve the problems we created. And fuck you.
Oh, here's another thing. You're talking about these politicians getting elected and becoming filthy rich.
Oh, yeah.
Two words. Insider trading.
Boom. There you go.
Right there.
But it gets worse. Proposal 2.
Oh, God.
It's being marketed as promote the vote. What it really does is it makes things highly susceptible to ice cream social activities. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. This allows for 9 days of early in-person voting, which means that less oversight is basically what it's going to boil down to.
Now, if you want to come in and vote in person and identify yourself and people like, you know, it's run like a regular, I might be okay with that. All right. But I'm telling you right now, I haven't read anything in regards to this, but I know how the Democrats work.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to read through this and you're going to probably have a bunch of other weasel horseshit that's added to it. That's even worse than the one good thing they're proposing.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to trust the same poll watchers that worked at Cobo Hall.
Oh my God.
In 2020.
Yeah. That's not going to happen.
More absentee ballots and drop boxes. So, less oversight, higher expense.
2,000 mules?
A little bit.
Watch 2,000 mules.
You know, as much as the Democrats love to idolize various countries throughout Europe, they all seem to glaze over the fact that those countries refuse to allow mail-in ballots. Mm-hmm. And especially ballot drop boxes, which are unconstitutional in virtually every state
that's
adopted.
Correct. And all right.
In fact, the results of a certain ice cream social should be nullified because court decisions in 4 embattled states since the ice cream social have said flat out these were unconstitutional and they should never have been adopted. Oh, so we're gonna fix what? No, absolutely not.
Because of reasons.
Because reasons, yeah. and Biden.
And, you know. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. The guy with the right letter after his name got in, so we're totally fine with it for now.
For now.
Guy with an R gets in, we'll have to talk about it. No state ID required to vote.
Yeah. And what is the reason for that? I mean, I'm sure it has
because
to do with
apparently asking for ID is what racism is, even though it's, when you say, well, black people don't have IDs and cell phones, that's racist.
Well, it's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's utter bullshit.
It's completely utter bullshit.
Listen, you gotta have an ID to drink.
Yep.
All right. Here's another thing.
And smoke. Yeah. Anything else? Any other bad habits or whatever?
If they think the ID thing is racist, whatever, they should just hey, at the Secretary of State, if your income level is this or lower on your recent income tax statement,
free
state ID.
Boom.
Done! It's just that fucking simple.
But the problem doesn't really exist. Therefore, if we solve it, we can't complain about it anymore.
Well, no.
To be a Democrat.
But the thing is, they're complaining about it, but they're using it as a wedge to take the mile.
Exactly.
Because they do this every time. You give them the inch, they take the mile. Like, the liberals wanted gay marriage. Mm-hmm. Right, and a lot of people are like, "Hey, if we allow this, then this is going to happen." Now we have strip clubs being moved into fucking schools under the illusion of drag shows. I mean, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah,
it's that is what I'm talking about.
Stunning and brave tolerance and inclusivity.
And the military term is mission creep. We're grunting this down. That's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Same thing with abortion.
Yep.
All right, now they're using it. It's a racism to fucking get that little inch to take the mile and fucking totally corrupt the voting system, turn it into mob rule, and they don't seem to realize that it will be a fucking bloodbath.
Exactly.
That's how Rome fell.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, and not like we've seen stuff like this play out in history or anything. Maybe that's why they're burning books.
Yeah. Oh, and they're deleting stuff off the internet.
Yep. Yes, because every society that has embraced censorship totally lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, and here's another thing. If you want to know if you are encountering a funky algorithm on the internet, open up Windows and different browsers and use different search terms.
Yep.
And you should be able to see what they're showing you and what they're not showing you when you compare it across the board. But that's a different show. I'm sorry.
It is a very different show.
Sorry. I just went off in the weeds. It happens.
So no state ID required to vote. That's to make sure we don't disenfranchise citizens. But if a few hundred thousand illegal aliens vote, that's totally fine.
Yeah, and listen.
Not a big deal.
I'm a firm believer you should not have a right to vote unless you are a net positive for the country.
Yes.
Meaning you contribute something to the coffers,
yes.
Not take away from.
If you are a system leech and all you do is take government handouts, you shouldn't have the right to vote.
That's right.
Period. Because now you're just voting in your own self-interest.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. If you have skin in the game, you care about what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no skin in the game, you just go in there, that sounds good, fuck it. Yeah. You're going to get a huge problem.
That might explain the tilt between the two biological sexes. One are used to contributing to society and having consequences for their actions. They overwhelmingly vote GOP and independent.
Yep.
The others that have no consequences for their actions, always have Big Daddy government bailing them out, tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat. Gee, I wonder why that is.
Bummer. Yeah.
Fuck's sakes.
Well,
there's more here.
All right. Sorry.
Allows public sources / charities to fund elections.
Nope.
Yeah, because we haven't seen, financial manipulation of the vote in any way, shape, or form. Mark Zuckerberg flat out admitted this.
Yeah, I know. Well, if there are laws that need to go on the books, this is one of them right here.
Yeah.
Independent, unverifiable sources providing hundreds, if not billions of dollars to the election campaigns. That money could be coming from overseas. It
gets washed all the money in Ukraine.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
We know exactly where it comes from.
Wow.
Just like all these people think they're part of grassroots climate change organizations. Every single one of them is funded by billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're so grassroots. Fuck off.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Establishes post-election audits that can only be conducted by state and local officials.
That is such horseshit right there.
Yep. It denies citizens access to election records, potentially making it a crime to ask questions about election accuracy. Gee, I wonder why Whitmer wants this passed. Could it be because she wouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell after tanking her entire state's economy and murdering countless thousands of people?
Well, even if that passes, that portion is unconstitutional.
It is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Fuck all three of these proposals.
Yeah, I vote no on all that shit.
Yep. But the worst is yet to come.
Here we go.
Proposal 3 is being marketed as reproductive freedom for all.
No, it's murder.
It's murder. And it's mutilation.
Yep.
It would nullify certain parental rights and make Michigan the most pro-abortion state in the country.
And what parental rights are we talking about here?
Here we go. This is a 4-bullet-point statement. Allows abortion up to birth, including partial birth abortion and the termination of babies that survive the procedure.
Oh, my God.
That's just the beginning. All right. Allows minor children to obtain abortions, sterilization, puberty blockers, and gender-affirming care without parental knowledge or consent.
Holy crap. I didn't know that was in there. Yep. But like I said before we started this, didn't I say they're going to put a bunch of weasel fucked up shit behind the one little thing they want they're baiting everyone in with these little catchphrases.
That's the thing. You cannot call this reproductive freedom for all when a huge portion of this proposal is the literal sterilization of an entire generation. You can't reproduce once you have this gender-affirming care. You're out of the gene pool. Perhaps that's a good thing. We don't know. But some of these people could have been the next fucking Einstein had they just been allowed to reach puberty, and then 90% of them would have figured this shit out on their own. Instead, the government told women, you need to go to work so that we can raise your kids in indoctrination camps so that you can pay taxes for your own child's brainwashing. We're going to tell them that their identity is bullshit, and we're going to give them a selection of identities to choose from and make that the cool new fad thing so that by the time they're 13, they're not even yours anymore. They're ours. We fucking own them and you're paying for it.
And you know what? The thing is, the media in this state is not going into depth in regards to what's in these proposals.
Nope.
And I wonder why that is.
Because if people knew the truth, these would get tossed out on their fucking asses.
Absolutely.
Every single
correct.
One of these things would be burned.
Yeah, and I wish we had the poll where I can get this show in front of millions of people. But
God, this fucking pisses me off.
No,
there's more.
Oh God,
there's more.
Here we go.
Eliminates screenings for women coerced into abortion.
Really?
Yeah. So we're not allowed to ask any more questions about abortion. You just automatically get it.
Wow.
Even if there's coercion, even if. Fuck you.
I think you're right.
Last but not least, this one's a kicker. Talk about your reproductive freedom for all. Removes health and safety requirements for abortion facilities.
Oh, so it could become the old chop shops that it used to be.
Exactly. So now, not only are you getting the abortion that you want for a fraction of the cost because it's being subsidized by taxpayer funds, now you're going to get an infection that's going to completely cripple your ability to have children in the future should you choose to.
Well, let's be honest. A lot of women already do that because they play the field. They catch some nasty stuff and they're sterilized by 30.
Yeah, they all claim they're no glove, no love, but the stats and studies prove otherwise. Women hate the glove just as much as dudes do, and unfortunately, a lot of dudes are young and dumb and full of something that rhymes with dumb.
And listen, there's a lot of women out there who are sterilized by even the low-level VD, chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Yep. But you can see why we took an entire video to show you all this shit.
Yeah. It is insane.
Because the media is not going to tell you the truth.
No, they're not.
They're going to tell you the PC-friendly version, the family-friendly version of all these proposals, and they're going to completely bury the truth.
Yep.
Because they've been doing it. Every time I hear these things talked about.
And they've been getting away with it. That's part of the reason we're in the fucking shit show we're having right now.
It's all about the money. The elites want more of it for themselves, for their brethren. So they want to convince you to abort your kids, sterilize them once they're born, live in the pods, eat the bugs, leave all the meat and the land for us because you don't want to increase your carbon footprint, right?
Yeah, you'll have nothing and be happy. That's not how that works.
No. And the people at the top haven't been reading their history because they're too busy burning it, and they have no idea what's coming for them because they think, it could never happen to me.
No.
You keep pushing. Sooner or later, what pushes back...
You're not going to like it.
You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
And there's way more of us.
Well, hang on. I already covered exactly how this works when I did the supporter stream yesterday in regards to the attack on Pelosi, Mr. Pelosi.
We're going to talk more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, if the right decides it's done and things are going to happen, all right, it's not going to be... People who are like on drugs have mental problems.
It's not going to be Chaz Chop.
No, it will be surgically precise attacks that are viciously dangerous and fatal. I don't want that to happen.
No, I don't want that either.
Okay, I'm not calling for that. I'm just telling you how it works.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys who are conservative or independent, all right, who spent decades at war.
Yep.
All right. Like, for they're men like me. I know, listen, I have seen war from all of its dimensions, and it is an ugly thing. And the left, they want all this horse shit, and they want to step on people's necks. But they don't seem to realize when they finally wake the beast up, there'll be no putting it down. And you're not going to need F-15s and nuclear warheads. Okay, that's not... Don't have to worry about that.
Yep. Bad news bears, baby. Bad news bears.
Yep.
And hey, I'm not going to say that you didn't bring it on yourselves, leftoids, because you're the useful idiots, and you're working for the Atsines.
Yeah, because listen, before World War II even kicked off, I mean, there was all kinds of euthanasia programs, and it basically evolved into the concentration camp and then murdering en masse.
Yep.
And we have something similar taking place right now in Canada with the euthanasia that they're doing. It's like the sixth leading cause of death in Canada.
Yeah. But the depopulation is a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pay it no mind whatsoever as it's going on in front of your face.
Listen, if you really want to have depopulation on Earth, it'd be simple. You stop shipping HIV drugs to Africa, they're gone in 30 years.
Wow.
All right. You stop sending, producing stuff for curing malaria. A whole bunch of people are going to wipe out.
Yep.
All right.
It's messed up.
It is messed up, and it's nefarious, but those are ways it can be done.
Or you can continue gain-of-function research on U.S. soil against federal law. Not like we've seen that happen lately. Twice.
Yep.
And that's if you don't count the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes, monkey butt, and in Massachusetts, I forget exactly where it was, that they found the COVID strain that's 80% more fucking fatal.
And you know how do you know how they did it? They put pieces onto it from another virus.
Yep.
It's a Frankenvirus.
Shocker.
Why the fuck are we doing that? You out of your goddamn mind?
They're doing it because they didn't get caught last time.
Nobody punished them. I know.
And there's enough idiots out there still walking around wearing the face diapers. They know that they can probably try to get away with it again.
Yep.
Welcome to 2022. So dump your goo and run like a Jew from the tax man. I needed some levity at the end of that because this is a very serious one. But if you live in Michigan, or shit, no matter where you live, Democrats are trying to pass proposals like this in virtually every state where they even have a prayer of passing.
Yep.
Share this video out. Make sure people know that just looking at what the bill is called, sorry, it's bullshit. Just like the Affordable Care Act or the Patriot Act. All right? We all saw what happened there.
Yeah, maybe I'll put together some shorts, and we can release those on, Facebook and what have you, and the fans can do what they got to do.
In the meantime, God help us all. Thank you for watching this video and supporting the channel. Share this video out, because November 8th is going to be here before you know it, and the less info people have, the more likely they are to vote in a stupid, stupid way.
Absolutely correct.
Save yourselves, save your kids. We'll see you next time.
Take it easy.